That's right, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Andrea, our Dwarby Techer.
And I'm Collins. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you, thank you. Hey, thank you.
You're such a show.
Great, great. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. Oh. Yeah, man. Thank you. I really appreciate. I really appreciate. Teke.
Welcome.
The microphone heavyweight indeed.
That's right. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am fine. It could be better, but I'm good. You're looking really dapper.
You're looking really sweet.
Thank you.
And I said that earlier, and it's a statement of fact. I know you won't be able to stream to see us, but you know, just hang on our pages on social media. Probably get to see a picture of how she looks and how I look. We'll not be seeing our bobo.
I think it's safe to say Happy New Month.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because this is the first time in the month that we are having this, you know, romantic relationship, right? This is the first time in the month that we are saying hello to ourselves.
Okay, when you say romantic relationship, you and the listener. So you have romantic relationship with the listener.
What
just needed to make that clear, you know, like let's be clear what we're talking about here.
Okay, that's not what I meant. I meant like
you don't have a cordial relationship.
Yeah,
It's okay. So I'm
okay.
I'm
all right. So today is the 2nd of August.
That's right.
2021, and yesterday was my mom's birthday.
Absolutely.
Looking so yum at 55.
I'm telling you, I have an idea of how
this sweet
lady's gonna look. I mean, she's so beautiful. I won't lie.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like it was you.
I know. I got that a lot where people were like, is this you? And I'm like, does that
look properly?
So, yeah, I got that a lot. So shout out to my mom.
Happy birthday,
Happy
mama.
Happy birthday to you. I wish you long life, prosperity. I wish you everything good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You deserve the best, man. And I'm going to say happy birthday. Thank you for giving birth to this beautiful, this special kid, special individual.
Why do you always make it about me?
Because it's about you, babe. It's just about you.
It's not about me.
So what should I make it about? About me? Nah, it should be about you.
Okay.
You are special, and that's what it is.
Gracias.
Uh-huh.
Merci.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So Lagos, Nigeria, let's know how you're doing this morning.
That's right.
We hope that you woke up on the bright side. We're hoping that you up and about,
mm-hmm.
excited about the day, ready to take it on, whatever comes your way.
Mm.
I hope that you're doing great.
We really hope. And we do care about you sincerely. When we come on the radio and ask you how you're doing, it's not just it's not a daily routine. It's just for you to, let's mark the register, you know, that kind of feeling. No, it's actually words that we mean. It's from our heart. We go to bed, we think about the show, we think about you listening, we think about how best we can impact, how best we can bring the positivity to your life each and every day. So we mean every word when we say, how are you doing, Lagos?
All right, you can tell us how you're doing. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. And then you can drop a WhatsApp message as well
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the WhatsApp number. And that way you can send a message to us. For those who are looking for how to listen to us online, if you haven't downloaded the Nigeria Info FM app, you are
missing. Or sleeping on a bicycle.
Yeah, that's it. Or, no. Your keke driver is texting and driving. You know, that kind of thing. So go and download the Nigeria Info FM app and have us with you wherever you go in the world. And then you also to listen to your favorite shows.
That's right. So you told me off the mic that you wanted to
I'm
ask
going
a question.
So yes.
I know that it's going to be about me.
How do you know it's about you?
I know that you want to shake some tables.
But it's okay.
I think I'm getting used to it.
So I don't know. Please, ladies and gentlemen, I know the lines are buzzing. We're going to get you to talk and get you, that you're screaming the lines, no doubt. But ladies and gentlemen, I just want to know, how do you respond to a question such as, how was the food? how was the food? Did it taste good? How was the food? What's your, how do you give an assessment of a meal you consumed? What words do you use? So if someone, how was the meal? They say, is it okay to say it was sweet?
It was delicious.
It was delicious.
Delicious.
Is that enough? I just want to know. Maybe because
I thought you wanted to even report me.
No,
I thought you wanted to.
I'm going there.
Call it so, God of mercy.
So,
hey,
this beautiful woman will prepare an amazing meal. You already know, Agbonma Kitchen.
No. Agbonma.
Hey, God forgive me. Agbonma's Let me write
kitchen.
It down. Never forget this. From Agbonma's Kitchen. Headed by the one and only Andrea Odubi.
Teke. Okay. Mm-hmm.
She will prepare the meal and it will be delicious.
Okay.
But the challenge now is that I have to know how to explain to her what I ate, what it did to my body, how it tasted. You know, I'll pretty much have to tell her totally every single thing. You know, how did you like the spice? Did you? I'm like, yo.
No. The thing is this. Now, there are days where after, you know, cooking and everything, you taste your food and you're not exactly sitting with the taste.
Okay.
You know, it happens, right? And I just wanted to ask you to tell me if, you know, I did a good job with the seasoning, with the spice, with, you know.
How do I
make too much? But you can tell. I mean, it's a food that you ate, for God's sake.
I know a number of people will be in these shows right now.
There's nothing wrong.
What
if
we
I
just
ask
want
you,
to do
and I was
is
asking
eat,
you, and eat. I asked Elosa, I just asked a simple question as to, okay, how was the meal?
Okay, one day I said it was sweet.
It was good.
I said
it was sweet.
On one occasion, I said it was sweet. She now say sweet how? Did I put sugar? How do you know that?
Exactly.
I'm like, all my life, no matter, you are the first person to tell me that you can't describe food with sweet, which is a statement of fact. Mm-hmm. Because you can't say food is sweet. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you can't use sweets, except you're speaking pidgin, you know, pidgin. But in English, you can't say the food was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good
maybe
compliment.
Maybe pastries. Or
pastry and all that.
Yeah.
So when I said, it was very sweet, she was like, is that what you're going to say? I was like, what am I supposed to say? I'm like, babes, we just want to eat sometimes, you know. Once it tastes good. And you know what they say? Once it go well. We don't, that's all. It'll go well. That's the right. That's once the stuff is going well. We love it. And thank God that I have someone who can cook very well. And I know she can cook very well.
Wow.
Because I'm a fan of food. So, yeah, I
you
know you can cook
this,
very well.
This matter of husbands and wife having conversations as to, you know, the first time it was we asking how we look. And it was an issue. You never tell. And you know, the last time that conversation came up, most men said, don't ever you tell her how she looks.
Exactly.
So I'm here thinking, is that the same principle for when I ask, how does he taste? Is that the same principle?
For most people, now this is away from us now. For most people, yes. Because they know. I know what it feels like for someone to
prepare
meal,
mm-hmm.
and serve it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't bore you with it and say,
that's it. Too much this. No, but really, right? For me, I was actually looking for a genuine
answer. It's not me you get it from.
Okay.
It's not me in this case. You remember the vegetable story? You remember that story of vegetable? That, you know, you served me good vegetable from Western.
Okay.
From Western inspiration.
Okay.
Broccoli.
Okay.
Carrot, nuts. As vegetable. And you asked me, how was it? What did I say? I didn't answer because the food, the plates told you what it was like.
Mm.
So usually it's tough. It's a tough question to answer.
Okay.
It's a tough question to answer.
So you didn't want to hurt.
Yeah, most men would not want to hurt.
Okay.
I've not even put myself in a position. Usually I have a way of telling you how it tastes whenever it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And most times you actually identify it.
Mm-hmm.
You just perhaps want to confirm whether or not it's just your tongue or actually. But yes.
Nothing too much. I wasn't even expecting you to criticize it or not. I think that's the thing. Most times, right, there's this feeling of, is she asking me because, you know, I might criticize her.
Yeah.
you know, it's not to criticize. It's okay. Just to, you know, yeah, just say how you want.
No. Sincerely, it's a tough question. What should I answer? It's sweet. It's beautiful. I love it. Is that not okay?
It's okay.
In most cases, not okay. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you if, like, everything despite... Hello, ma. What's I there? Anyways, Lagos, Nigeria. I mean, I had to let that out to my chest. It'd be on my neck. And
I'm
just
glad
hope
you did.
That someone is out there.
Glad you did.
This is probably an opportunity for you to have that conversation with your woman and your man. I say, look, babe, sometimes when you ask me this question, I don't know what to say because I don't want to hurt you.
Okay.
And I'd rather you don't ask me. When I say it's sweet, it's sweet.
Okay.
Take it as that.
All right.
And let peace reign. Let's move on.
I think that's what I should do.
That's it.
Then I do the assessment myself.
Yeah.
So when I ask you, how do you feel? How was it? And he says, good. I love it. And
okay.
And it ends there.
Call your accolades and move on.
Okay.
Don't try to probe.
I will do that.
Probe the fire. Do not probe. I'll not start tasting what I did not taste before. You know, it's true now. Anyways, Lagos, Nigeria. This is where you come in. How are you doing? What's going on with you? How you want to comment on our introductory gist? Go ahead. Comment. If you're not married yet and you're just out there and say, I don't know what this means. Have you had it with your mom? Did your mom ever ask you, hey, how was the food? What would be your response? You as a person, your mom say, hey, how was the food? The boy you were to say, mommy, I think the salt.
Oh, no, really.
Can you say, mom, I think the salt was
a little too much.
It was, oh boy.
No, but there's nothing wrong now. There's nothing wrong with the answer that, you know.
You know that meme of.
There's nothing.
Okay. That's what you get. There's nothing wrong. Okay. There's nothing wrong. There was salt. Hello.
Chester Life! Welcome!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Our weapon is there.
Yes.
This is the topic. Last year, the deal. I tell you. You see, my wife, she will cook. Of course, I know. Women usually go through a lot of stress, you know, just cool. To make that food.
That's right.
They expect to, you know, start mesmerizing them with, you know, all these accolades. But me as a person, I'm not a foodie. Food is sweet. Food is good. Food is like that. But no, my wife will be looking for something extra.
You can tell her how it tasted in your mouth and how that it slid, you know,
how?
Gradually yes, down your throat.
I know it's sweet. And in my mouth is sweet. But I tell you, the food is sweet.
Abby, how do you explain the taste of a food?
No, they'll say no, I want something extra. Because that food is not good. Okay, what does
you say? Should I say it's not sweet? Thank you so much, man.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But so, I think that men should generally know how to compliment their women whenever they present them with a good meal.
The food is sweet, it's not good.
It's just there.
It's just there. Okay.
Yeah,
it's the food is delicious. Delicious.
Delicious.
You see us.
Delicious can pass, you
okay.
know. But then you need to add some emotion. You know, when we cook, we add emotion to the, you know, to the effort. We put emotion in our cooking. So when we are getting a feedback, we expect that emotion too. You know,
so the feedback,
to accompany the feedback.
The feedback is to acknowledge the work you put in, or is it for you to know the exact taste?
They're two. Okay,
both
let me put
them.
It. They're both
okay.
of them. They go hand in hand. So you're gonna tell me
Tengbo.
How the food tastes like
okay.
originally.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too salty, or if you know has too much pepper for you,
yeah.
or you know, and etc.
Yeah.
And then there's also the part where you tell me how it feels
to
eating my food.
The food.
Yes.
Consuming.
You know?
Okay.
That, you know,
we're learning. So delicious is not enough.
It's not.
Okay.
You need to add some emotion to
okay,
it.
Okay.
Emotion.
Attend. Hello. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Life.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ade from Oshodi.
Welcome, Ade.
I could remember the last time my mom asked me if our food was delicious.
Yeah.
I then went on to tell her that the salt was too much and the oxy was a little bit too much.
No.
What happened?
Did you believe the last time she made that particular scene, she didn't leave mine.
She didn't give you?
She didn't make that for me. When I came back from work, she told me that I was to complain. That was her idea yesterday night.
Wow.
Oh my God.
It's not oh my God. It is a setup. It's another setup.
Thank
you so much, bro. Appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing.
So the next time she asked me anything related to that, I was just tell her, wow, this is the best food I've ever seen. I don't want to be left stranded anymore.
Okay.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You learned your lesson.
Thank you. So it's a setup. Setup needs, how was it? You said delicious is not enough. They are probing for that. So I should say, oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Especially the way the eba and the
was well done.
Soup.
Was well done.
It was
soft. I love it.
I loved the eba. It was soft. And I loved the soup, the okra, the way it went.
Yeah.
It slid down my throat.
Oh!
Like,
oh! See, that moment you're saying those things, I'd be like, yes!
Like skating.
Oh, Andrea, you did
like
a good
snow
job.
Snow skating or snow.
You did a good job.
It went down.
Mm.
And when it landed in my tongue, boom. It felt like heaven. Should I go continue from Tommy? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Okay. This is Eze calling from Odogbolu.
Welcome, Eze.
Yes, how is Lagos today now?
Lagos is great.
It's cool.
It's cool and calm.
You see, this is what are they talking? Now, allow.
How?
Because when the good food is prepared, you will see the laugh will be going high, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But when the other one, it happened the other side of it now,
mm-hmm.
When you are eating it, they will be looking at your face. Maybe.
Maybe
you know what you
will
say.
Be complain.
To be sure.
So when you make any comments out, hey, you will cause the wahala.
So,
is it not the money you give me? Huh? You don't know that the things are cost in the market. Yeah? He's bad. Ah, you are the one who caused it. So the man will be intimidated. Now you will keep quiet. Make nobody hear you outside because you explain.
Oh, man, that's another matter with that. Thank you so much.
So, okay.
How do you explain? That's the question, really. How do you say, how do you describe the meal you eat? Do we need to now study how to describe the taste and the experience we had in having a meal?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
You need to. Like, when you say,
yeah.
After eating, you share how you felt.
Okay.
Like I said, we add emotion to our cooking. So when we are getting a feedback, we want that emotion as well.
Okay. Mm. Like I've said it, I'll explain the journey.
It's not just explaining
from
the journey.
To the mouth.
It's putting the emotion to it.
Okay, I'll do it.
And if you fake it, we're going to know.
I'll fake it. We'll be faking it from day one.
Are you for real?
No, not your case. You know me. I've told you before now. I have not cleared you on one or two occasions.
Okay.
I have. There's no way it's impossible. It's just like, it's impossible for anybody to say, oh, no, he's always sweet. Women, don't ask your man where. Maybe he's out of running away from trouble. You know me, I'm blunt with you with that. You know that. You don't believe?
What
don't
up,
you
Lagos?
Cheers
to life. Welcome.
Paul is taking and taking.
Yes. Good morning.
Please. Let me be anonymous because I want to do something.
Okay, we're here for it. Go ahead.
He used to be my genius as those days.
Okay.
She will, when she cooks, she will begin to ask everybody. I am the only one that is very blunt. I was like, this salt is too much. She will be very angry.
Yeah. You know, you wonder why did she? You're wondering that, like, why did she ask if I can be blunt? So it's a setup, yeah. Right?
So I like, it's very, there's too much sauce. There's too much, like, don't normally taste the food before you serve it. Like when you're cooking, don't taste the food.
But you said now, wow.
Do you know the reason why I'm so curious like that?
Okay.
Because in our family, everybody can cook.
Oh.
So we all are cook in the house.
Yeah.
But let me keep you one secret. When I got married, my wife had that she wasn't.
Okay.
I just prepared my mind. I said, okay, it's going to be something of we teach ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she is not good, but she confessed that she doesn't like it.
Okay.
So we have to start. Each time she cooks something that maybe the taste has come out, I will not.
You don't comment.
Her that it's not sweet.
What do you say?
She wants to hear my voice. She be sweet. Be okay. Then I'm not saying, maybe we can put in ingredients and we can in the next. So yeah. I will try to suggest the best ingredients, things you can add to the meat.
All right. Well, we need to go on a break now. When we come back, we'll take more on this from you.
What's up, Lagos? It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set.
Ten, 10:33 on the clock. What's up, Lagos, with the techies? And we'll head straight to WhatsApp. We're still finding out how you're doing this morning. What is happening around your area? The segment is The Feel of Lagos.
That's right. You're correct. You're totally correct. I thought you were going to WhatsApp already. Okay. You're totally correct.
All right. On WhatsApp, we have Edozie Adinaji says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Happy new month to this... Happy new month to this enigmatic couple. Your vibes keeps me going.
Thank you.
And he says, Collins, you must know how to compliment Andrea, especially when she cooks for you.
Okay.
And he says, just dropping to say hello.
I must know.
Okay. William Naftali from Lagos Island says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Andrea and Collins. I love you guys. We love you too.
Hi, William.
And he says, today is his birthday.
Woo! Happy birthday to you, William.
We wish you many more years ahead.
That's right.
Okay, another here is saying, this is Baba K. He's just saying, good morning, husband and wife. I love your program. He says, but women get wahala. How?
Is it called the topic? No, I mean, it's difficult to understand women. It's not, we have to admit that it's not an easy thing.
Okay.
I think men are easily understandable.
You think so?
I think so. Maybe I'm wrong, but men, you can easily understand men. But like they say, the man's brain is wired. I don't know if it's scam or it's true. It's wired. It's good to hear. They don't hear come. It's go.
Okay.
You know,
so it's because of that, it's easy to understand.
Yeah,
men.
But women always only reason. There's always a reason. There must be. I don't know though. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just assuming.
Okay. Maybe this should be a conversation for another day.
Yeah.
Desmond from Lagos here says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning." Anytime my mom cook and asks me, I first compliment the food on how good it looks, how it smells good and tastes great before I say that the salt was a bit much,
okay,
but still delicious. Would have rated it 10 over 10, but the salt removed one mark.
Mm.
The way I tell her, she can never feel bad.
Mm.
Same thing goes to my girlfriend anytime she cooks and asks me, same thing.
And the award for the most... The smartest way to compliment or to explain, it matters how you say it. That's
yeah, it does matter. You know, that's why I said earlier that it has to do with emotion, as which you're saying what you're saying.
Mm.
So if you put in this much work to what we're preparing, if you're giving us a feedback,
put some work.
even if it's you're trying to criticize, do it with some
with sense.
If you'll
go hungry like all of our colors.
Darlington from Dolphin here says, good morning, the techers. Every one of us in the family cooks well.
Okay.
One day, I told my kid sister that the jollof rice she prepared is not even sweet.
Hmm.
After, auntie went inside and started to sob. Ever since, I praised her.
She would now. It's painful. Put in your effort and then they tell you can't cook.
Mm.
I know the society, how they think about women not knowing how to cook.
To cook, yeah.
You know that mindset.
Yeah. That's
okay.
True, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on. let's see. This is coming from her now. What's her name? No name. And he says, hey, lovelies, my dear techies. What's up, Lagos? Here's to life. Good morning. Happy new week. Happy new month. Collins, no wonder you define up and down. Andrea, mommy, why is doing fantabulous?
Fantabulous. You do well. I think it's high time we brought
Mr. Macaroni
on the show.
Okay.
It's high time.
Track from my papa here says, what's up, Lagos? My wife comes from a family where good cooking is their hobby. But as real humans, too, a good cook always accepts that no one is perfect. Hmm. For a woman, it's default that everything must be appraised. Okay. He says, a woman already knows if there is any comma in any cooking. So to me, all ladies have one love language as follow. Come in their head.
Okay.
That is affirmation and confirmation.
Hmm.
If it's salty or heavenly delicious, they want to hear you say it.
Hmm.
So as to explain or apologize or feel fly, depending on what you say about the food.
Hmm.
For me, it is much or less salt. I eat it. She would ask, Sha. You really can't explain how delicious. Just smile and give her a peck on the kiss or a kiss.
Hmm.
She does that to me when I cook as well. It's a good summary or answer.
Hmm. Ah. Track.
Okay.
My brother, always...
Okay, but that part he mentioned that we have this follow calm.
Do you agree?
This
affirmation and confirmation.
Love language, affirmation and confirmation. I think I agree.
Yeah.
To some extent.
Assurance.
I think I agree to that. So
wow.
we most times want to hear you say. It's not like we don't know it.
Yeah.
But we want to hear you say, especially when it's coming from the person that we're in love with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yes.
Okay.
I wanna agree.
Man, this radio show is like, it's, you know, learning 101, like learning things every day. That's a fact.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos the Techers? You guys show is an hospital. A hospital I visit every day, and you two are my personal doctors that I listen to every day to get healed.
Wow. Yeah?
Okay.
Good.
All right, he says, Oga Collins, your introduction today reminded me of those days when we were young. My elder brothers used to rotate cooking between themselves.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you indeed for
sharing. Thank you for sharing. Lagos, Nigeria, we're still hearing from you. How are you doing this morning? The phone lines are still buzzing.
All right, 0700-993-993-993. And for the ladies,
01465-7190.
Let's take a number of calls and then get into a family talk for today. Because something very, 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 let me say serious, more serious.
Yeah,
it's on the table.
It's quite serious.
Absolutely.
And sensitive too. Evans is on the line and he's calling from satellite. Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
The
yes, Evans. Welcome. How are you today? How's the weekend?
I'm very fine. Very cool.
Fantastic to know.
Yeah. I had a program this morning.
Okay.
I was listening. Asking the question. And then when the woman finished speaking and asked the question, how does it affect? How would they answer the question?
That's right. How do you answer?
You know, sometimes you just tell her that the food tastes good.
Okay.
Because if you don't say it tastes good, maybe next time they will not give you the things that is inside the food.
All right. All right. So some people do it not because they really mean what they're saying. They just do it because they just want to stay out of trouble. Is that a good mindset? Is it true?
Well,
you know, the same thing
it
has to do with compliments.
Yeah.
Generally, compliments.
Yeah.
Do men compliment their women for as a necessity? Does it matter to you guys? Do you want to be sure that they mean it or you just want to hear it? I mean, it's a big question to ask.
Well, but the two can actually go.
Okay.
I can.
Yeah, okay, as far as he's saying whether they mean it or not.
Yeah. Okay. If he says it to me, it's okay. But I also would want for him to mean it.
Okay.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Oh la la.
Wow. Please do call us back. Okay. 0700-993-993-993. Well, like I said, I would love for him to say it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I long to hear it. Not that if you don't say it, I don't feel good with myself. I feel good with myself. But sometimes I want to hear you say it to me.
Okay.
It's just like a confirmation.
So we're to back speak. To the...
Yes. That's why I said segment. I agree. That's why I said I agree.
Oh, my, oh, my. All right. More calls and some messages coming in before we... Oh, la, la. Qu'est-ce qui se passe? It simply means what's going on. Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
My name is Odanife from Ikorodu.
Welcome. How are you today? How's Ikorodu this morning?
Yesterday's my birthday.
Okay.
You said what, yesterday or today?
Yesterday's my birthday.
Wow. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy right, birthday.
Yeah.
The thing is that I'm married for 18 years.
Okay. Mm. Wow.
But I used to tell my wife the truth.
Hmm.
If soup, she cook. I let her know if it's 100%.
All right.
And if it's not 100%, I will let her know, so that she can adjust.
How do you let her know?
Yes. The salt, I will let her know that the soup is sweet, is delicious.
Okay. But.
And it's perfect.
Okay.
But the salt is 98%.
Mm.
Yes. Okay. So more or less, you are eating a perfect salt
soup. So at least the one I cook like that, we laugh about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Then she will adjust.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And when she pray down, she will ask me, is the salt okay?
Hmm.
I will now let her know that if a man is eating, before you start eating and finish, if you never remember salt, that means the salt is 100%. But if the salt is less, immediately you taste it, you will know it's less.
Mm-hmm.
And if the salt is over, immediately you taste it, the person will know it's over.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's our culture in the house.
Mm, okay. Wow.
Try it for me.
Man, thank you so much for sharing with
you,
us.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. So it's a big deal. So see me here thinking it's just one side gist. I didn't know it's a major topic.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, boy.
It is.
Anyways, I'm happy that someone is listening and somebody will just adjust their lives.
Yeah.
It matters how you say it.
Yeah, it does matter. What I wanted to say is, depending on the kind of woman you have as a wife, how you say it also is a very huge factor.
That's right. So people don't care. But if you like, no, it's... I've cooked.
It's a very huge factor. You have to, you know, check her mood, check how she responds to criticisms, check if she's,
she's
hot-tempered.
Or she switches, you know?
She has mood switches. But generally, though, if you're telling me how my food tastes...
Right.
Put some emotion to it.
Absolutely. So I think it's a good time for us to wrap up with the last message and then get into our family talk for today. Shall?
That's right. Danny from Ohoko Michael says, good morning, Collins, and the beautiful lady with the angelic voice. Her name is Andrea. Thank you.
That's right.
It was the same commenting on a meal that made my sister started cooking her food separately.
Oh, boy.
Cynthia from Badagry here says, good morning, Techies. What's up, Lagos? You guys are the best. Thank you for brightening my day. My day is incomplete without the Techies. I love the Techies. And I look forward to your program every day. You guys are real. Hoping to meet the Techies soon. If you are not listening to the Techies, I sorry for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Beautiful.
Beautiful to hear. We really appreciate all these comments. Great comments. We love them. Mm. Me personally, we love it. But wait, you know, I wanted to say something, but it's good. It will sound well. Anyway, for those who are looking for opportunities, some people have been reaching out from time to time. I appreciate that. To find out how they can be a part of the show, how they can sponsor a segment, and how they can also leverage on this wide audience of creative, positive people that converge on radio every morning 10 to 12 to just have fun, you know, how they can take advantage of this. And some of them will be asking, okay, how can I be a part of it? See, there are multiple opportunities for you, especially for your business, for your whatever it is you want to push, your course, you know, there's a great opportunity right here for you to advertise on this platform. And I don't like mentioning that, but I had to say it so that you know that is also an opportunity for you. So take advantage. Follow us on social media. Visit the marketing department if you have to. But ensure that you're asking for Collins and Andrea and when you come on board, so that we can, you know, personally have a gist with you and, you know, see how we can know you better. Also, you can follow us on our socials. She's Andrea_ Teke on Instagram. All right. I'm sure you can slide into a DM. These are only for business. You're allowed to slide into a DM, right?
That's right.
Okay. You can also follow me at Collins_Teke or just check us on LinkedIn, Collins Teke, or Facebook, Collins Teke and Andrea Odubi Teke also. Guys, that's the match we have for this opening part of the show. It's time to switch gears as we bring you our family talk right now on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We talk about real-life conversations happening to real-life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything.
Welcome back. Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 1048. You're listening to the most energetic and the most listen to radio show this time on radio.
That's right.
It is where the biggest family conversation on radio happens. It is a family talk with the Techers on What's Up Lagos.
And today's conversation, we'll be having a part two, but we want to lay the ground kickstart the conversation today. It's a sensitive one. It's something that I think it needs to be talked about. We need to talk about it. Mm-hmm. It is sexual abuse among family members. You see, sexual abuse on its own is a sensitive topic.
That's right.
So, it becomes more sensitive when it's a family affair.
That's
it becomes
right.
more sensitive when a family member is the perpetrator.
Hmm.
You know, there's this thing where when a family member is a perpetrator, mm-hmm. that crime, so to speak, of, you know, the sexual abuse mm-hmm. is covered up.
Yeah, they treat it as a family issue.
As a family issue. So the question today is there any sense in family members covering up a sexual abuse case within the family? Hmm. Most people do it in a bid to preserve the family name. So we're asking, is it a situation of let's not wash our dirty linen outside?
Hmm.
And then we also want to know, how does this affect the victim?
Hmm.
If you find yourself in such a situation where a member of your family abused your child.
A member of family saying that, and let's keep it
let's
low.
Let's cover it up.
Our family name, shame.
How would you handle it?
Now I know why it's a very sensitive matter, I'm telling you. But we have to talk about it, like you said.
Absolutely.
Those are very key questions to ask. You as a person, how would you handle it? Have you been in that kind of situation? How did you handle it? Have you been a victim of such? Did you also agree and say, okay, well, let me cover it at least for the family shame? Do you think that family members who perpetrate such acts should be persecuted?
Hmm.
Or should we say, no, it's family matter. Let's just
cover
let's
it
just
up.
Die it here. Die this matter. It's not everything we say. They'll still laugh at us. If I allow it, they'll laugh at us.
Hmm.
Is that how it should be handled? That's our focus today on the family talk. If you're ready, we're ready to go.
Statistics has it that 93% of children who were sexually abused, know their perpetrators.
Wait, did they say
93%? 93% of the children who were sexually abused, they know their perpetrators. Now, most of these perpetrators are usually family members,
or you know,
relatives, or family friends.
Hmm. And usually, that practice of covering it up is a common thing. There's hardly a single family that, maybe there are a few, that does not have a story mm-hmm. of that nature. Because the truth is, we all live in a society. Family
families make up the society.
That's right.
And you know, we always, if you know this show, we're always particular about the family, because we know that if the family gets it right, mm-hmm. the society at large will get it right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's hardly a family that does not have a story of certain experience. How did your family handle it? I know it's one of those times that I don't want to put my family out there. If you want to be anonymous, it's okay.
That's fine.
But let's talk about the matter and find, you know, this like the laying the foundation, like Andrea said. We have a part two. We'd have experts also join us. But today, we just want to hear from you.
We're asking, is there any sense in the, you know, families or family members covering up a sexual abuse case within the family? Mm-hmm. And is it a situation of let's not wash our dirty linen outside?
Mm-hmm.
And how does this affect the victim?
Mm-hmm.
And we're also asking the question, how would you handle such a case? If it happens in your family, how would you handle it?
Big question. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. 01465-7190. And for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yes, Adegoke from Lekki.
Welcome, Adegoke.
Yes, it's a lovely morning today.
Mm-hmm.
On this case, I work with an NGO. My sister runs an NGO for child protection.
Okay.
Yes, and we've handled so many cases of child sexual abuse, even from within the family. And most times, the parents, especially the mothers, want to protect the father. Like, don't let the family name come out there up in the mud.
Yeah.
You know? So, well, in most of the cases, that's what happens. The fear of the stigma, you know?
Yeah, on the family name.
So, yes, and then the child's too. You know, maybe in school, they say, ah, that's her and everything, you know? So they tend to want to die that down and handle it in the family.
But do you think there's any sense in it?
I think it should be handled carefully. It's a sensitive case.
That's right.
So you won't just take it out publicly. But there has to be one professionals involved who are counselors, professionals in that area who can handle the issue. So the family can bring it to that level.
Welcome back. It's 11:03 on the clock. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. And Family Talk is live on WhatsApp Lagos with the Techers. And we're talking sexual abuse among family. Yes, sexual abuse among families. And we're asking, is there any sense in family members covering up a sexual abuse case within the family? And we also know that most families do this to, you know, preserve the family name, you know, to cover the shame and what have you. So is this a situation of let's not wash our dirty linen in the public? But we also want to know, how does this affect the victim? Because, you know, when we're trying to cover up all of this, this victim is going to be seeing this uncle or this auntie or this brother or this sister or this cousin or this family friend over and over.
That's right.
And let's not forget the fact that, you know, such incidents comes with a huge amount of trauma.
That's right.
So that means that individual or that victim would be constantly traumatized. By just seeing, by just seeing, you know, the perpetrator, who is also a family member.
That's right. So that's why I just want to ask that, how indeed should it be handled? Yes, if the option is not take it out there, how do families end up handling such situations to see that, one, it doesn't reoccur or recur, depending on what year you read the dictionary. All right. And also, what's the best way to handle such a situation? These things happen in families. You just heard the last call. I dig, okay, by the way, apologies. We had to go on the break. But, you know, these things happen. Have you had it in your family? What's your opinion?
How do you think it should be done?
I remember a story, not exactly a story, but I don't want to call it my experience, but I saw it live. So we had a call at my station at the time, and we had to go do some investigation.
Yeah.
So the call was this young girl, I think she was 6 years at the time, and she was raped by her uncle. And the uncle happened to be the mom's brother.
Okay.
And remember when we got there, the only thing she was saying was, you know, she was speaking Yoruba, but I could only pick a few. What she was saying was, please don't report him to the police. Please don't report him to the police. We have a chief that we can go to. I will talk to the chief. Let's take the matter to the chief and the chief will settle it. You know, so yeah. For that, their case, I didn't have the opportunity to pursue the case. But, you know, they had to take it to the chief to handle it.
And of course, she was saying that because she didn't want the shame
to
the family, to your brother.
I don't
want to ask if it's right or not. You understand what I'm saying? We
not
all
even
know
going through that route.
We know. We just want to find out.
What's the best way?
What's the best way to handle this? How would you suggest it should be handled? 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, I'm back on. I did
okay. Okay, quickly, conclude your thoughts.
Okay. I said I saw something online that really embarrassed me somehow. It was promoting children porn. It was a lady that posted it and was saying that since children are already involved in all this watching porn and all that, he said, why don't they legalize children porn with permission? I was shocked.
Wow.
It's online.
No. I mean, there's so many crazy things online. And don't be pay attention to that. So please.
It's crazy. So I don't know. So parents should have a lot to do. Help educate their children.
All right.
Avoiding, you know, these things.
Yeah, I know about avoiding. You know, I think, what we're really focusing on really is the fact that. Yeah, that's exactly what we're focusing on. I mean, I know people will have the way of taking the conversation to how we depend them, but the specifics, Andrea's asked the questions specifically. What's your opinion on this when it happens in the family and you hear family say, okay, let's not push it out there, let's keep it. Would you suggest that such things are handled? That's the question. We cannot shy away from it.
Yeah, and then is there sense in it when families are, you know, let's cover this up and handle it within ourselves and not treat it as a crime? Is there sense in it? Because, you know, when it comes to family, there's some sort of sentiment that comes in.
Yeah.
And then we tend to pardon ourselves even when the crime or the offense is grave.
That's right. You know, on the real sense of it, on any face in the line, let's take.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? Welcome. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Onanefe.
Okay.
Welcome, sir.
Yes, I'm a human rights activist.
Okay.
I have that experience once.
Okay.
Somebody called me that somebody raped his daughter. I referred the person to a police station. The person that raped is a son of a landlord. Good. So we went to the police. I called my group, the human rights, my members from Ikeja.
Okay.
So when they were caught, they came with journalists. So when we get to the police station, the police refused to give us access to talk to the DPO. Then we called the DPO direct. The DPO appeared. So when the DPO came and it was like, the DPO said the issue with human rights that is very scared. So they now give the case access. They told the landlord and the mother of the raper to go and talk with her because they are already begging the father of the girl. So, but it's like the father of the girl wanted to compromise because he's a tenant in the house. And they have been together since 80s. So, you know what happened? So, my brother that the rapist's daughter was even scared of me. He now said, okay, they should come and meet me. If they are pleading that him, we no great problem, but they should come and meet me.
Wow.
What happened that I told the DTO that if that case is not referred to court, the following morning that I'm going to the DTO. And they refer us to General Hospital. The Ikorodu refer to General Hospital to go and bring the report to confirm that they raped the daughter truly. When we get to the General Hospital will say that this is what we used to do, we Nigerians. We just collect report, so we not forward the case. We later agree, I beg you, I'm sorry. I told them that they should give a report that this is a different issue. But to God be the glory, that guy, the following morning was transferred to court. At the and the judge was the lady.
Okay. After
he attended to everybody and tell everybody to go out. They closed all the door, they closed the window, and he abused this man and his family. At the end, he adjoined the case for the next 3 months. So after that 3 months, they adjoined the case again another 3 months. So I am very pleased that that guy was in prison for 6 months. So at that junction, I traveled. So after that, I learned that the case was withdrawn, that it's a bailable case. After 6 months, they now bail the guy. So that's where I followed the case.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing. 0700-993-993-993. How would you handle the situation of sexual abuse within the family? We hear, let us say, that in most cases, the family would say, you know, for the name of the family, let's just settle it. How would you suggest it happens? Would you rather the law take its course? Or would you also sit down and say, okay, let's do it communally. Let's not put it out there. What is your own experience? What would you say to this? Remember, this is a foundational conversation. We'll have a full-fledged conversation tomorrow. Where we'll have an expert and also point people in the direction of help.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Abdulaziz calling.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Sorry, I actually know you are discussing another issue. I don't know if I can as well raise up some points here concerning this fraudster issue. Can I, please?
No.
No.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. Appreciate. All right. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
My name is Joseph.
Hi Joseph. Joseph. Welcome.
Welcome.
I'm calling from Parkview, Ikoyi.
Okay.
Yes. By all standards, it is a very grievous offense that shouldn't be hidden, that shouldn't be covered under no pretense. I witnessed an incident like that. Two cousins. In the act, one of them got pregnant.
Wow.
Yes. The guy raped the girl and it resulted to pregnancy. At the end of the day, the mother of the girl insisted that the pregnancy should be terminated because of the shame and the bad name it was going to give the family. After all said and done, I think the girl was pregnant for like 6 months, and all of a sudden she lost the pregnancy.
Wow.
But as I'm telling you, the case never went beyond the family circle. But by all standards,
except for the kind of
society that we live in,
Wow.
It shouldn't be hidden under any pretense at all.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that one.
0700-993-993-993 and WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. For the ladies, every woman out there, you can call 01465-7190.
The phone lines are buzzing.
Yes, indeed.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, wow. Hello? Hello?
Okay. I think Ike is on the line now. Let's...
Okay. Before we pick Ike's call, David Ibiam on WhatsApp says, good morning. I don't take sex abuse lightly. No matter who the person is, I'll take it up and ensure justice is served. If the perpetrator did not think of family when he or she wanted to commit the crime, then I won't think of family, whatever, when I want to take action.
All right. Straight to the point. Hello, Ike. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. How's the Kedja this morning? Yes, just the light.
Yeah, cool or calm.
Okay. Talk to us.
Yeah. How to handle this thing for my family?
Okay.
You don't do that. If you do it, you go for it. Because it's an abomination. An abomination. Both of you have to die.
Die?
Within 3 months.
Okay.
If it's not let out for them to be able to do what they need to do. So wow. You see,
are you saying that this is like a tradition? If any of your family member and that person is going to die immediately. Please, what tribe is this?
This is Edo.
Okay.
So, you have to tell your children as they are growing up, you must not do it.
Wow. Okay.
Even when I was going to marry, I asked my wife, where are you from? Say from Edo, where? So, we were likely related. I told her, let's go and sort that out. So, from there, we now learned that we are very far.
Okay.
So, we have to go on. So, to handle this case, it's better you handle it within the family.
Okay.
The elderly people will sit down and handle it very properly. Because it's set out. What will come of them?
So, okay, so you're saying that it's better not to be taken as a crime. It's better not to be, you know, for it to be reported to the authorities. Yes, it's better that you treat it as a family issue.
Because if they set that, if they plant that, there will be enemy forever.
Wow.
So that is why.
Man.
Okay.
I will be handled properly.
Okay. It's a dicey place.
You
it's
see,
a
that's
tough
a, exactly. That's the sentiment we're talking about.
Yeah.
When family is involved, like he said, you don't want to create an enemy for a long time because it's a family member.
When aren't you going to create enemies, really?
I mean, just
thinking aloud. Let's take more messages.
David made a point there when he said the person who perpetrated this crime didn't think of family before perpetrating the crime. So he says he's not going to treat it as a family issue.
What is your own thoughts on that?
Exactly. How would you handle such a situation?
Wow. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Lagos.
Good morning.
Okay. On the case of rape, in the case of the law, I don't think it's something anybody will accept. But when it comes to family, I think government should come up with the way at which they could handle this thing in a family way. And also, in the process, the perpetrator would be prosecuted, but it won't go beyond the family knowledge.
Wow.
Okay.
Because on the long run, this has a very impact on both family. Okay, when it comes to the children, whether male or female.
Okay. All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here with you.
I'm still here. So, like, in the case of the family, the male child, the public will hold it on the male child, like, your father did this, I mean, she took on to this, you know, in the long run. And also in the female, say, okay, you came from a family where you're a family member, only a parent. Your father, rape you, you understand?
Yeah.
Cases like this are very, very complex. I think government should come up with a way that even if they want to report it,
it should be discreet
beyond the family.
All right. Great. I mean,
I love that, but when I say I love the part of understanding that, you know, when you're family issues, you should find a way. But where is, nobody's talking about, I've not heard anyone talk about the effect.
On the victim.
On the victim. Because if you've been a victim, and they are judging matter on your head, they are saying that, oh, you know, because of family, you have to sacrifice and face the pain and not see the person who actually hurt you as an enemy and not see the person as a criminal. How then do you deal with that situation?
Mm.
Because it's easy to talk and suggest when you are not the victim.
Yeah.
Some time ago we heard some callers talk about their experience, how that they were abused when they were small and that
how it affected
them
lives.
Throughout their life.
Mm.
So that one life doesn't matter because family has to be put together. Is it the situation of sacrificing? You know, you compose this sacrifice?
Hmm. Wow. Whew. It is really a sensitive.
It's a tight place to be.
It is a really sensitive conversation.
Yes,
because
it
I'm trying to look at it from all angle.
Mm.
You know, like we're asking, is there a sense in, you know, families trying to cover up a sexual abuse case within the family?
Mm-hmm.
Is there sense in it? And the last call, I was saying something that, you know, it might be a generational effect when, you know, it's out there. Your father did that in the family. Your father did that or your mom did this, you know, and it becomes a generational thing and ongoing.
Mm.
You don't have to defend your own self. You know,
yeah,
and not what your father or your sister or somebody in the family member did.
You have to, because they'll say, ah, it's not that family where, because he went to public.
Yeah.
So it's not a family where they do this.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, but does that make it right? Man, see, it's a tight list. Even me right now, I'm a bit confused.
Let's just talk about it. Lagos, Nigeria.
How would you handle it?
I'm buzzing off the hook right now.
How would you handle it as a person? How would you handle such a case
in
your family? What would you suggest?
Hello,
Andre.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Collins. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good. My name is Molara from Ikorodu.
You're welcome.
I get angry when I hear people talk about family and tradition and this and that. The Yoruba say, Mtiuda Uda.
Have you?
Uh-huh. So... if it's a crime, it's a crime.
Yeah.
Right and true enough. I know sometimes these pedophiles or some of these sexual abuses are mental issues.
Hmm.
But even at that, if you do the crime, face the time, my dear.
Hmm.
That's it.
So you're saying that families should take it up legally? Just, you know, make sure the person goes...
Of course. Why not?
All right.
Of course. Because it won't stop. It won't stop. Those sentiments will continue.
Yeah.
That's right.
How far will that go? The damage. I wish you had... You one of these things. Don't worry. I'm still working on the two of you. I'll give you some topics to talk about.
Okay.
Very, very critical topics that you really need all your seven senses, not to talk of six senses now, to think about it.
Mm. Okay.
In future, how does that victim feel?
Yeah.
Some of them are in marriages now. They are just coping.
Mm.
They are not enjoying the marriage because of what has been done to them.
That's right.
And you now say, so that disgrace. What is disgrace? What is shame?
All right.
I don't sign to it.
All right. We expect an email with a list of the topics.
Yeah,
right.
Please. Family talk with the techers at gmail.com. We appreciate it.
All right, great. Well, it's a family radio show. It's also family time. It is the biggest family conversation on radio right here. I mean, that's a fact. This is a bold topic to bring on
the
radio.
It is really a bold one. And let's take one more call before we wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Lagos.
Yes.
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Good morning to you.
I mean, you just sorry, I'm driving. And I just want to put in a quick one.
Okay. All right.
I think he just said what it is exactly. The boldness to talk about it is what we lack, especially in Nigeria.
Yeah.
People are very sentimental to things that are even so unimportant. Now, they always forget the one person, and that's the victim in itself. They talk about family, they talk about what people will think, or what people will say, and forget about who this act has been done to, and how the person would have to cope moving forward. Not even immediately, but even later on in life.
That's right.
So I think it's ridiculous when they start to talk about family when a crime has been committed. The moment people start to look at it as a crime, I think the better.
Okay.
That's right.
The better. Because I work in an office where you find out that fathers are doing it to their children, and you'd see a rally of people come around and start saying, please, don't take him to the police station. Don't do this, don't do that. And I'm thinking, it's so ridiculous. And then these children will grow up and start to like boys and start to have, so many sex partners. And you're wondering why. Some of them stem from issues like this.
That's right.
Where at the end of the day, they don't even appreciate the act itself. They just think, well, people just do it just so that they can do whatever they want to do. So it's okay. So I think we have a huge problem in Nigeria, and the more we start to talk about it like you guys are, the better for us.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You didn't tell us your name, did you?
My name is Timmy, and I'm in transit.
All right, great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Wow.
We need to go on a break quickly. We'll be right back. All right, 11:29 at this point. We need to draw the curtains on Family Talk. This is a part one of this, a part one of this conversation. We'll be having a part two tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be having a specialist, a guest who will join us, and we'll elaborate on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we need to go, or I need to step aside for Power Solution. My name is Andrea Odwobi Teke.
Well, thank you indeed. I'm going to miss you. Of course, we'll be here again tomorrow together.
Absolutely.
Guys, you heard it. Power Solutions coming up now, brought to you by Nigeria Info and All On. Stay tuned for that in a moment.